So, welcome to everyone. I think welcome in the realm of sound, you know, like kind of like not realm of speech. And hopefully welcoming in the realm of sound, you know, means speech. Hopefully I will not be disturbing, you know. If I am disturbing someone, please forgive me for doing that. And since we have known human history, there have been all the time some unproductive people, you know, like us, you know, kind of like doing nothing. And you know, so probably like we are continuing that tradition of doing nothing. And of course, like actually people who know, they say that this is the param purushart, you know, like the something a human can do for the human, you know. This is like sitting idle, you know, kind of unproductive activities. People who know, they say that it's param purushart, means this is what best one can do for the humans, you know, like, but sitting kind of like idle, you know, sitting unproductive activities. And of course, like what happens that, like some people are influenced by this param purushart, what they say, you know, the supreme activity, what human can do. And of course, there are lazy people who find shelter behind these people. So always, like when somebody is doing this param purushart, you know, there will be some lazy people joining this, because it's very easy to kind of like to say that I'm doing param purushart, you know, not doing really. So there is always this combination of like really some people doing param purushart and some lazy people joining them. So also like probably it will be good to question oneself, you know, whether it's laziness or it's this what they call param purushart, you know, just one time questioning, so that we are not befooling ourselves. Of course, in the company of this, these param purushart people, maybe there is some English way of saying param purushart, you know, like supreme activity or yeah, whatever that is. So, of course, like when this club meets or these kind of people meet, you know, they talk probably, you know, nothing about helping others, but really talking helping themselves, like somehow like talk happens around the question, you know, how is that I'm able to speak, you know, kind of this kind of like very life question, you know, how come that I can move my hand, you know, how come plants are green, like these questions, I think, you know, who nobody asks in the life, you know, like we accept that leaves are green, so are many of us, but really some people really quest this, you know, like how come that, you know, I came into life, you know, how come that like I was born, you know, like, you know. And certainly then the kind of like quest goes in and probably makes some kind of like reservoir, you know, like kind of like a movement place in our heart and not allow us to sleep as long as, you know, like really quest happens and we keep on traveling to dusty Indriya, you know, like we keep on doing these kind of like things which nobody does, you know, like with actually, when parents ask, you know, why do you go to India? You know, right? We know somewhere, but we don't dare to say that, you know, India is not only dusty. There, amidst the dust, there is something else. And generally, like, we don't dare to say this to them because they will not accept, because we know somewhere that something which has happened to me in my heart has not happened to them. So probably we kind of say something, you know, there is this mountain, Arunachala, you know, like which is really kind of some story, you know, around there, and somehow try that this conversation stops, you know, somehow, like finding a way so that I don't have to face this conversation. And then again, this inner kind of quest, you know, again, something like, generally like when we have traveled, you know, 6-7 months in India, like the experiences, because many places, you know, people ready to cheat you, and we are cheated many times, and when we have done, you know, 6-7 months in India, like we say, you know, India is finished for me, you know. I'm never coming back. Kind of, you know, we really on the plane with these ideas and kind of land our country, and somehow within few days, you know, the idea changed, you know, somehow the attraction again happens, and we plan ourselves, like we find ourselves planning, you know, how to make enough money so that I can live in India 3 months, kind of like, you know, this kind of thing. So what I'm saying, that always there have been people like this, you know, who really are off the track somehow, you know. They are not on the main road somehow, like they really try to find some pathways, you know, somewhere else. So I have a book, you know. I have a book from one of these people, you know, one of, and certainly these people will speak only about these things, means like about inner kind of like how to cultivate meditation, you know, how to meditate, you know, what to, where to, like these kind of things. So certainly this man, Kabir, who lived around 500 years ago near Varanasi, North UP, and of course some like some people joining him and speaking by singing, like, so I'm going to read and try to translate, try to go into the feeling, not into the dictionary, you know, probably dictionary will say some different meaning. So like if you compare my translations in the dictionary, probably, you know, nothing will be appropriate. But if you really go to feeling, probably you will find, you know, some appropriateness. Another thing is like when I'm trying to translate through the feeling, many times maybe the words are not understood, you know, like the so please feel free to stop me and kind of talk with me a little more. Maybe I'm able to clarify. So like we go that way, like you are free to start any moment, me, and then we try to talk together. And maybe it happens that you understand, maybe it happens that you don't understand. And like we try and see. And another kind of like this time, I think we will be using lay off, way of laziness, kind of like a generally like when we listen something, like we reach out to welcome the word, you know. Generally like our listening is always, as soon as I listen something, you know, I welcome words out here. So if we can be lazy, let the sound come to the heart and not do anything with them, let them be there. Maybe they start doing something, you know, not now, later. Like, this is what happens, like if we listen, if we let the words come to us and let them be with us, like, you know, couple of days later, sometimes like months later, they whisper, you know, like somewhere from the inside, you know, they whisper, you know, this was the meaning of Kabir, kind of like, you know, this. So maybe if we can use the technique of laziness to listen Kabir, I think that will be helpful. So if anyone has any questions, please. Kabir is singing today, certainly singing in Hindi, so you have to have little patience, then I will try to. So he's singing, Chalav bichari, rahav samhari, kehta hum jupukari, Ram naam antargat nahi, तो जन्म जुआ ज्यों हारी, मूड़ मुड़ाई फूल का बैठे कानन पहिर मंजूषा, बाहर देह खेह लपटानी भीतर तो घर मूषा, गालिब नगरी गांव बसाया हाम काम हंकारी, घाल रसरिया जब जम खेचे तब का पति है तुम्हारी, छाण कपूर गांठ बिख बांधा मूल हुआ नहलाहा, मेरे राम को की अभय पद नगरी कहे कबीर जुलाहा। कबीर एड्रेसिंग हिमसेल्फ एज बिकॉज ही वॉज ए वीवर वीविंग क्लॉथ, सो लाइक स्पीकिंग फ्रॉम बीइंग ऑथेंटिक, यू नो लाइक रियली like generally like we speak people to people and say I speak to people and I myself am not sure about that, you know, like generally like life kind of like a not being sure, then what happens that I have to use like way of authority, you know, because if I can speak through authority, probably you will not question me, like, you know, generally this is what happens. And some people speak with authenticity, you know, like they fully know that this is how it is. So they don't have to use authoritative ways. So Kabir is really being authentic and asking us, saying that, you know, Weaver Julaha speaks like this or say like this, that leads like also in the life what happens that kind of like anything attracts us, like we find ourselves being attracted to anything and then really following the attraction and then kind of like speaking to ourselves, you know, I should have not done that. I should have. And again, kind of like next day, we will find ourselves in the same situation, you know, like really. Somebody said, you know, this new film has come, and we find ourselves, you know, buying a ticket and going there without really concentrating or without really feeling about that. So Kabir is asking us really, when you walk to your attraction, also apply feeling, apply, you have another instrument, not only mind, and it will be better if you also apply feeling when you are following the attraction, you know. Maybe this is only mind attraction, you know, nothing for the life. So Kabir is asking us, chalahu bichari, you know, when you are following attraction, really use you have a better instrument, you know, like a, probably American one, you know, kind of like the feeling. So please use that before getting to your attraction. And Rahahu Samhari, and really live your life so that only attractions are not attracting, but there is some like a you know, there is something else, some wisdom taking care of the life. So only not attractions, but wisdom takes care of life. And Kabir is saying that, Kahta hum jo pukari. This I am speaking loudly, no? Means I really know the fruitfulness of this way. So I can speak loudly that if you live that way, certainly you are going to feel differences, you know, differences in your life. And like many, many times you will find yourself not saying that I should have not done this, you know. Like generally, it's out of 190 times we say, I should have not done this. And Kabir is asking us, if you really apply feeling, really walk using wisdom, certainly you don't have to say to yourself that I should have not done this, you know, like Ram naam antar gati nahi to janam jua jyo hari. And Kabir asking us really like through the feeling way we reach to like a place of connectivity where connectedness is felt. So Kabir asking us if one has not made efforts to feel connectedness, that means one has lost the life in gambling, you know, kind of like you really gambled your life and you lost it. Like if this feeling of connectedness is not found through the life, certainly life will be felt like lost in gambling, kind of like this. No worthiness will be felt, and like what he is asking, that if that connectedness has not been felt, that means like something has been missed in the life, you know, some kind of like missing feeling in the life. And mood murai phool ka baithe kanan pahir manjusha. And generally we find ourselves following the outer ways of traditions and finding ourselves with pride, you know, like actually what he is saying, generally like we join a tradition, shave our heads and not care about this connected feeling and feel pride that I am on the path, I am a spiritual person. And certainly, like also in your ears, you have a different kind of like different tradition, have different dress code. So he's saying that generally we think that spirituality is very easy, you know, like it's just you have to change the dress, you know, you have to renounce, you know, you have to leave behind like children and all those things. And Kabir is saying that, you know, it's not that easy, you know, that spirituality is really param purushart, means really you have to dig in until water comes, until the source of water appears. Bahari deh kheh laptani bhitar to ghar musha. Outside you might be putting lot of acid, you know, around your body. Like many traditions not use clothing but put a lot of acid around the body, and inside the mouthage of anger, pride, jealousy, like all these friends which we generally have. So saying like outside you will be really sitting, you know, with a lot of assets, but inside all these mice and mouses will be running inside you, you know, like ready to be angry, ready to be jealous, ready to know, feel pride. So Galib Nagri Gaon Basaya Ham Kam Hankari. And in this city of your body. You gave like place, or you rented rooms to pride, ego, and like feeling to get more and more, you know, always kind of like there is no no stop to get more and more. So Kabir is saying actually the city, the town of your body, it to be, to feel this connectedness, to feel this love, to feel liveliness, and instead of these friends, you rented apartments to pride, to ego, to always wanting more. And certainly this game with pride, with ego, with wanting more will keep on, but when you will receive phone call from the death, that is your, now is your chance. Probably you will feel not good about that, because still nothing will be finished, you know, like wanting will be somewhere else. Pride and ego really saying that, you know, accept me, whole world will die, but I will not die, you know, like this. The ego always tells me, you know, I am the only deathless person, you know, like this is not going to happen to me, you know, like this never will happen to me. Yeah, of course, to all my relatives, you know, all my friends, you know, everyone, but I am an exception. So Kabir is saying that actually when you will receive a phone call, it's still the pride and ego will say, you know, it's some false phone call, you know, somebody making mischief, and, you know, I cannot die. But Kabir is saying, you know, there will be no way out. So just to छाण कपूर गांठ बिख बांधा मूल हुआ नहीं लाहा. And from the life there was possibility to give fragrance of ripeness, you know, like people can smell ripeness in you. This was possible. And what you have done that bad smell of ego is coming. People really don't want to be around you because of this bad smell. Kabir is saying bad smell of pride is coming. People, you know, if they only people are around when you have some chocolate, something to give, you know, like only that time. And when you have nothing, they are not around, you know, like Kabir is saying, actually, from the life, this was probable that you could be smelling ripeness, and suddenly people walking around you because of the smell. But what you did, that only bad smell of ego, bad smell of pride, only that is there, and people reach to you when they have to get something from you. Otherwise, they want to be distant from you. Mere Ram ki abhay pad nagari kahe Kabir julaha. If we really feel the life, like the motivations of life, like if we really go deep and deep, fear is dominating the life, you know, the all kind of like all the switches, you know, switch of motivations are fit in this fear, you know, like you really have to put on switch which is in the fear, you know, like some kind of fear always. And generally like through the switch of fear we really also do many, many things, you know, in order so that fear is not there. But actually what happens that when we have done everything successfully, still the switch is into the fear, you know. Still like, you know, everything is like what I wanted, you know. I thought, you know, if I have this cushion, this watch, you know, this bill, probably I will not be fearful. But, you know, I have all this, but, you know, when I looked in, you know, the switch itself is in the fear. So, certainly, feels like that I received what I wanted, but there is no feeling that I have received because the things have not been able to remove the fear, you know. The fear is already there. So, I think generally in life, because we want so many things, so generally we don't feel successful in the life because of wanting so much. But some people really are successful, you know. They are able to get what they wanted. And even having exactly everything same, the fear is not removed, you know. Like they really find themselves with the fear and kind of like it's no way out, you know, like they think I spent this span of around 30 years, you know, generally that much it takes to be successful, like around 30 years. And of course, like you start, like if you are good, maybe 20, so you are by that time 50. And then, like when you are in 50, you know, it's very difficult to plan a new plan, kind of like that time. So really you find yourself kind of, you know, probably with no way out, you know, kind of like, this is what I thought that will bring love, will bring happiness, will bring sharing, and is bringing fear. And Kabir is saying, Mere Ram ki abhay pad nagari. Like, Kabir is saying that I planned my life around removing, like around the, like looking at fear, and certainly digging in and found the life where fear is not possible. No, life is like love, sharing, joy. So Kabir is saying that actually when I planned my life, you know, I planned my life to inward, and in this plan I really found the life, the, and this life is has no fear, it's sharing quality, loving quality. So somehow Kabir is saying that I don't have to plan something different, you know, because I have found what I wanted, and saying Kahe Kabir Julaha, this weaver Julaha, speaking through authenticity, you know, speaking there is no anything other than what he say, you know, the inside feeling and words, they really match. So Kabir is saying like, this is the statement of authentic weaver, that really the way I planned my life, you know, I found it. I found the love, I found the sharing, I found the fearlessness, you know, like it's probably it's not good to say fearlessness, because it's like in fearlessness also some fear is there, kind of like, you know, when I say fearlessness, certainly there will be like a little fear felt. So Mere Ram ki abhay pad nagari. Like I'm really in the city of love, city of sharing, city of connectedness and stating from there, you know, stating from this city. So if anyone have any questions, please, welcome. I will speak loud. So please.
About wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
To follow them. Sometimes I have so many different speakers.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, do this.
Yeah.
And I don't know which one is the wisdom, which one is the feeling, which one is the mind.
Yeah. So probably, you know, like, because there will be like priorities, you know, in you. Different priorities, and every priority will be saying that this is the word of wisdom, this is the word of wisdom. So it's better not to listen any of them, and when many of them are speaking, then it's not good to listen to any of them. Actually, wisdom means, like, wisdom I think is never speaks, whispers, you know, like it's really so gentle whisper, you know, wisdom like really doesn't want to mold us, you know. Wisdom means something which doesn't want molding, you know. Molding, you understand? Like to put us in certain shape. Like it gives complete freedom, and that's why it's whisper, you know. And almost whisper, like, you know, probably difficult to hear. But once you are attuned to whispers, you know, it's always available. So I will say, in this case, you know, not to listen any of them, because these are priorities, your priority. And every priority is saying, this is the wisest way. This is the wisest way, and this is the wisest way. So not to listen to them, and really contact back, and probably kind of like in waves, you know. Like what happens, like wisdom starts speaking in waves. So in order to listen waves, you know, you have to have a radio, like to actually like waves. In order to listen to them, we have to have instrument. So what happens, like when waves of wisdom come, if we really are in the very, very quiet place, probably, you know, somehow this quiet place will be able to translate these waves, and like, you know, you will be able to hear wisdom more and more, like day by day, more and more. So wisdom is always like waves, you know. It's not actually words. Like words, you know, like if I'm listening words, means is my own creation. Like words I can listen when I put words in. And life, you know, I think it's so wide that it can only be waves, not words. Looks like that.
Mostly it happens in situations where I have to decide now.
Yeah.
Then
yeah, certainly.
It's so loud.
Yeah.
And I have to decide something, and
yeah,
I have not the time to wait for the rain.
Yeah, yeah. So maybe kind of like in that way, like just knowing that this is not wisdom deciding, this is I deciding, and then follow it. And then maybe you will not feel offended because you know that I decided. So, okay, I take the consequences. Like generally what happens then, we think that wisdom decided. Wisdom decided, and why is not fulfilling, you know, why God is so greedy, you know. Like generally we happen to speak to God this way, you know, we say, my God, why God is so greedy, you know, he's not listening to me, you know. I decided according to him. Like generally, like, we decide according to us, but think that I'm deciding according to God. And then we have to say this kind of words. So. Lenny G, yes, please.
Does Kabir suggest what to do if the fear, when the fear comes?
Yeah, like he will suggest, like a temporary suggestion will be when fear comes, go into love, like for, you know, temporary relief. Like when sun comes and is hot, heat, so go inside the roof, some kind of that suggestion.
And by that you mean like a...
feeling of love you have.
Feeling of love for self or for others?
For, you know, whatever, you know. It could be for yourself, it could be for someone. But that feeling is there. So when fear comes, you know, hide into that for a while. And then keep on seeking the, you know. So maybe we can have some quiet moments.